Hello?
Hey, Cliff, how you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, just fine, thanks. So what's the what's the mindset coming into this game against the 49ers? Do you keep an eye on the scoreboard and see what's going on with Atlanta?
Nah, man. Control. I'm a firm believer. Control what you can control, and that's us playing. You know, our ball. Us going out there and getting the W. It doesn't do us any good if you know we play terrible and take an L. Who cares about what Atlanta's doing? You know, so just go out there and play our ball, man. Get back on pace and doing what we do best. And you know, I think we'll be happy with the results.
And what do you have to do to do that to get back to playing your kind of ball?
Well, on the defensive side, I just think we just got to focus down and stop in the run. They have some playmakers. You know, Cap is doing some great things with his feet as well. So we got to stop the run first and foremost. And then, playing good, sound ball as far as running the passing game. You know, getting after them and with the pass rush and guys staying and guys not getting beat over top. That's kind of our philosophy. And if we get back to that, I think we'll be all right.
You've gone against Kaepernick since your Detroit days. What do you see differently about him or just how he's performing in Chip's offense as opposed to Harbaugh's?
He's throwing the ball a lot more. He's trying to sit in the pocket a little more. They still run the option from time to time or whatnot, but he's looking to make plays downfield, which is a little more different from his earlier years where, you know, if the first read wasn't there, he's taking off with it, you know. So that's a little bit of the difference, but he still can hurt you, you know, with his feet. If he doesn't see the first two or three reads, you know, he's going to take off with it and get a lot of yards if you're not careful.
As a guy that's kind of working on the outside, Cliff, do you have to try to just trick him whether you're staying or what you're doing?
No, with the running quarterback, the thing you got to pay attention to most as a pass rusher is being able to keep your eye on the quarterback as you pass rush, you know, being able to see where he's at in the pocket, because you don't want to get too high, because he'll step in, you know, the open gaps or whatnot. But at the same time, you don't want to get engulfed by the tackles where he can, you know, just roll out easily. So, it's just all about rushing and keeping your eyes on him while you're doing it.
Earlier this year, Carlos Hyde rushed for more than 100 yards against you guys, albeit most of that coming in the last two drives. Did that serve as motivation for you for the rest of the season, for the defense for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we never like giving up 100 yards in a game. You know, that's kind of one of our biggest things is stopping the run first and foremost and not allowing people to be able to rush for you know, more than 100. So for him, I think he was the first one to do it this year. And, it kind of left a nasty taste in our mouth, you know. And again, that's something we pride ourselves on doing. So we definitely don't want to allow that to happen again.
Have you stayed in contact with your old buddy Anthony Davis?
No, man, that's not my guy. I don't
really?
Even know what's going on with him.
Obviously you went up with him quite a few times. Did that surprise you, you know, before last year when he decided to retire, then again this year?
You just never know what people are going through, honestly. He's such a young player. I think he had a decent future ahead of him. But, you just never know what guys are going through. You never know what the situation is like over there for those guys. So, something must be up for a young player to just be able to just say the heck with it and quit, you know. Something has to be going on, something serious. So, you know, you just never know. So all you can do really is hopefully pray for him, and that is nothing too serious.
You've been on the opposition facing the 49ers in better times. Is it different now facing them when it's not that contentious rivalry game? I mean, how do you still get up for a team that maybe, you know, there's not the the battles that you guys have had in the past?
One, they're competitors. They get paid to compete. So, I mean, if you're not ready, they're going to be ready. And the worst thing you can do is take people lightly. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what guys are playing for their pride and their name on the back of their jersey. So you can't take them lightly. Might not have the media hype or anything like that, but those guys are very prideful. I mean, they're competitors, so you can't take them lightly.
Well, what's your scouting report on Trent Brown, and are you surprised that a guy who's played this well was a seventh-round pick 2 years ago?
I mean, he's a heck of an athlete, man. I was watching a film on him last night, actually. I mean, he's long, he's tall, got long arms. He does some great things. As far as for being surprised he got picked up in seventh round, I mean, those are where you find your gems at anyways. You know, you find a lot of your playmakers in the later rounds anyway, so it doesn't surprise me.
Is there any disappointment, you know, personal disappointment that, you know, Anthony Davis isn't there just from a, you know, a rivalry standpoint? Did you enjoy going against him in those games that you were pitted against him?
I don't really care. I don't really care. I don't care who I'm facing. It's not like I circled the calendar. Oh, man, we're playing San Fran. I can't wait to play Anthony Davis. It was never that. I don't really care. We had some good battles. That's just what it was. I mean, it's not like, you know, we truly genuinely hate each other or anything like that. Well, I don't. But, it is what it is. I don't really care. I don't pay attention to it. You know, whoever they put in front of me, I have to go against that guy and try to give him my best.
Cliff, if memory serves, you were able to get some pretty good pressure in that NFC Championship game on that final pass that Sherman deflected in the end zone for the interception.
Oh, you're the only one that's seen that, but yeah.
All right.
It's been dissected here pretty well.
I did get some pressure on that play a little bit. I think maybe I didn't have anything to do with the ball floating, but, you know, Sherman made a heck of a play on the back end, and we were fortunate enough to be able to finish the game off on a high note.
In terms of scheme, you know, going from Detroit to Seattle, do you appreciate the simplicity of what the Seahawks do on defense?
Yeah, it took me some time to adjust, from a technique standpoint of things, you know, from playing a wide nine to playing a six technique and different things like that. But as far as for how simple and how they like to keep things, you know, kind of simple and vanilla for us, it's pretty cool. I mean, the defense isn't as it looks simple, but, you know, there's definitely a lot of different moving parts to it. But, I think once you understand the scheme, and it allows you to play fast, and, especially when you have 10 other, you know, ball players that are some of the best at their position, you know, it makes it a little easier for you.
Cliff, just along those lines, Chip Kelly's offense is just, I mean, kind of in the same way your defense has been described, not disparagingly, but it has been described as not the most complex offense. Do you agree with that? Do you know what people are saying when they say, you know, it's not overly complex?
I think they throw a lot of different things at you. I mean, it's easy for people to dissect it when they're not the ones running the plays. But I think they run a lot of different things at you. I don't think it's as simple as people may think it is. They hit people for a lot of yards on a lot of different plays. So it can't be that simple. If it was, you know, they wouldn't get many yards at all, you know. So, but they have some playmakers, you know, that make it run as well. So I don't think it's as simple as people make it to be.
All right, Cliff. Hey, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cliff. Yeah. Be good.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.